These things are happening all at once. These things are one thing. They are the inevitable result of all that went before. The power seeks an outlet. These things have happened before. They will happen again. These things are always happening. The sky, which had seemed blue and bright, clouds over, grey to black. There will be a rainstorm. It has been long in coming. The dust is parched. The soil longs for soaking, teeming dark water. For the earth is filled with violence, and every living thing has lost its way. In the north and the south, and the east and the west, the water gathers in the corners of the sky. In the south, Jocelyn Cleary puts up the hood of her jeep as she takes a concealed exit down a gravel track that looks like it might lead to something interesting. And in the north, Olatunde Edo and Roxanne Monk wait to hear the rain pounding on the iron roof of their shelter. And in the west, Mother Eve, who once went by the name of Ali, looks out at the gathering storm and says to herself, "Is it time?" And her own self says, "Well, duh." There has been an atrocity to the north. Rumours of it have come from too many sources now to be denied. It was Tatiana's own forces, mad with power and maddened by delays and the orders that keep coming in, saying, "Any man can betray you. Any of them could be working for the north." Or was it just that Tatiana has never bothered to control them properly? Maybe she'd always have gone mad, whatever Mother Eve had done to her. Roxy's gone. The forces are slipping out of Tatiana's control. There will be a military coup within weeks if someone doesn't take charge of this situation. And then North Moldova will march in and take the country and the stocks of chemical weapons in the southern cities. Ali sits in her quiet study, looking out at the storm, and counts the cost of business. The voice says,
"I've always told you that you are meant for great things."
Ali says, "Yes, I know."
The voice says, "You command respect not only here, but everywhere. Women would come here from around the world if you owned the country."
Ali says, "I said, I know." The voice says,
"So what are you waiting for?"
Ali says, "The world is trying to go back to its former shape. Everything we've done is not enough. There are still men with money and influence who can shape things to their will. Even if we win against the North, what are we starting here?"
The voice says, "You want the whole world turned upside down?"
Ali says, "Yes." The voice says,
"I feel you, but I don't know how to be any clearer about this. You can't get there from here. You'll have to start again. We'll have to begin again with the whole thing."
Ali says in her heart, "A great flood." The voice says,
"I mean, there's one way to handle it. But you've got a few options. Look, think it over. Once you've done the thing."
It is late at night. Tatiana sits at her desk writing. There are orders to be signed to the generals. She is going to push forward against the north, and this is going to be a disaster. Mother Eve comes to stand behind her and places a comforting hand at the back of her neck. They've done this many times. Tatiana Moskalev finds the gesture soothing, although she cannot quite say what it is that makes it so. Tatiana says, "I'm doing the right thing, aren't I?" Ali says,
"God will always be with you."
There are hidden cameras in this room, another artifact of Tatiana's paranoia. A clock strikes. 1, 2, 3. Why then, 'tis time to do it. Ali reaches out with her particular sense and skill calming each nerve in Tatiana's neck and shoulders, skull and cranium. Tatiana's eyes close, her head nods, and, as if it weren't part of her at all, as if for this moment she couldn't even detect what it's doing, Tatiana's hand creeps across the table to the sharp little letter opener lying on the pile of papers. Ali feels the muscles and nerves trying to resist, but they're used to her now, and she to them. Dampen down the reaction. Here. Strengthen the one. There. It wouldn't be so easy if Tatiana hadn't drunk so much, and taken a concoction of Ali's own manufacture, something Roxy had cooked up for her in the labs. It's not easy now, but it can be done. Ali places her mind in Tatiana's hand, holding the letter opener. There's a smell. Suddenly in the room, a scent like rotten fruit. But the hidden cameras can't pick up a smell. In one swift movement, too fast for Mother Eve to do anything about it, how could she have suspected what was about to happen? Tatiana Moskalev, maddened by the crumbling of her power, slashes at her own throat with a sharp little knife. Mother Eve jumps back, screaming, shouting for help. Tatiana Moskalev bleeds out over the papers across her desk, her right hand still twitching, as if it were alive.